I wanted somebody to reach down and scratch me behind the ears. I tried to shake it off. I went on patrol and made my evening rounds, down to the cake house, over to the feed barn, the calf shed, the saddle house, the sick pen, up to the chicken house, and then to the machine shed. Everything was quiet, and there I was again, looking down at the light in the winder. I didn't figure there was much chance of me talking my way into the house. I mean, Sally Mae had been pretty clear that she didn't want Hank McNasty in her house. And I think she meant me when she said that. On the other hand, Sally Mae wasn't around. And as the saying goes, when the cat's away, the dogs try to get in by the fire. It was worth a try. I loped down the hill, hopped over the fence, and took up a position right into the kitchen window. I could see Slim plain as could be. It appeared that he was standing over the sink, peeling potatoes.